GPO is launching its first mobile app today. It's an on-the-go version of the Congressional Pictorial Directory, and the app will list members of Congress along with their party affiliations and the pictures. It's GPO's latest move to grow its digital operations. The agency's chief technology officer, Rick Davis, is joining us now live with a peek at what else you can expect from GPO. Mr. Davis, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Amy. I'm happy to be here with you.
First, let's talk about the app itself and what exactly it's going to do. It's going to be the pictures and the party affiliations. What else?
Yes, we're releasing it today, and it's going to be our first mobile web application, and it's going to be a web app that provides quick and easy access to information on members of Congress. And the really neat thing about it is that you'll be able to use it on a variety of mobile devices, whether you have an iPad, an iPhone, an Android, or a BlackBerry device.
That's good, because us BlackBerry users, we of the old-fashioned nature, are very glad that this app is going to be available on our device. So by putting it in a browser instead of an app, as we now understand apps, then it can appear anywhere that there is a browser, even on your computer then, right?
That's correct. We have a website that you can go to through your computer and access it, and by making it a mobile website instead of what we call a native application, it makes it very easy on the end user. It's cross-platform compatible, and when we go in and update information, there's really nothing you'll need to do on your end. You'll just be able to go to the app and continue to get the information that you want in real time as we continue to make updates here at GPO.
Okay, so why are you doing this? It seems anathema to the government printing office.
Well, GPO is excited as we make this transition to become the digital information platform for the federal government, and this really just continues that transition. The goal here in releasing this mobile web app is to continue to expand access to the American public and to make it possible for American citizens to better connect with Congress and the federal government.
And will there be electronic links to contact that member of Congress from the app?
In the first release of it, we're going to have information on their party affiliation, their hometown, home state, length of service, and there's also going to be a picture. And the contact information is something that we're going to look at in terms of future releases.
So it sounds like you're starting with something fairly basic as the first mobile rollout.
Yeah, this is something that allows us to get into the app world. This will be our first one to get out there, and we're very interested in feedback from users on what we can do to not only make this one better in the future, but also what future apps we might want to look at in terms of releasing from the government printing office to expand access.
We're talking with Rick Davis, the Chief Technology Officer at GPO. That actually leads right into my next question, which is about what could come next. I understand this is just the beginning. You're kind of kicking the tires and dipping your toe in the water, but what is going to come next? Do you have plans?
I think we have a lot of opportunity there. We're in discussions right now with congressional staff and also the Office of the Federal Register about some of the different types of content that we make available, and it's really a matter of prioritization. I think that we want to look at this one, look at the usage of it and what people's thoughts are on it, and then look at some of our other applications. And the sky is kind of the limit, because we have all types of congressional and regulatory information that we make available through our federal digital system, and the question is just one of prioritization and what the needs of our stakeholders are.
Well, if Congress is one of the stakeholders, probably every staff member will put this first app on their smartphone so they can, wherever they are on the Hill, they can remember who's who. Mm-hmm. What comes next?
Well, there's a lot of opportunity, again, with congressional content, congressional record, regulatory information such as the Federal Register, the Code of Federal Regulations, and I think that we look at what options exist after this one and see what's best to meet the needs of Congress and the Office of the Federal Register.
And is this new application that's coming out now, pardon me, is this new application going to be replacing something that's a little more old school? Are the folks who aren't ready for the app going to have to get ready?
No, the good news about this is that it's another platform in terms of providing access. We're going to continue to make the content available through our federal digital system for individuals who want to come directly to our website. But as we're seeing this transition in society through which more and more people are accessing content through mobile devices, we want to offer up the opportunity for people to be able to have access to that information in that format to better connect with members of Congress. And as I mentioned earlier, I think by making it available through a variety of platforms, regardless of the type of device you have, you'll have easy access to this information on the go.
Now, GPO has stopped updating the GPO Access, the old website. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, that's a good point to bring up. GPO Access began back in June of 1994, and what we did in December of 2010 was we declared our federal digital system our new official system of record. The federal digital system is replacing GPO Access as the online source for official and authentic government information. And what we did this month is we began the continuation of that retirement phase of the GPO Access system by making it archive only. And later this year, it'll be shutting down completely, and the federal digital system will be your only source to go to for information. The good news about that is that FDSIS builds upon all of the great things about GPO Access, but it does a whole lot more in terms of authentication of information and serving as a true repository that preserves electronic data.
Let's shift gears a bit and talk about the back end of the application. Was it terribly hard to put together, and did it take a long time to figure out how to put it together?
I think the big transition for us was in operating a system, GPO Access, that had existed for about 15 years. The big challenge for us was what we call normalization of the data and ensuring that all of the data transferred over seamlessly to the new federal digital system. And there was some work involved in doing that, but once we completed that task, it was relatively easy. And really the challenge going forward is just making sure that as formats change and as methods of access change, that much like we're doing in the app world, we continue to stay relevant and make changes to the system based on user needs so that they're able to always continue to get access to the information.
And I have to ask about how much it cost, only because, you know, we're in these tight fiscal times and somebody out there is wondering, well, how much is this going to cost the federal government? And then how much money would you save on the back end?
Now, are you talking about the app itself?
And the development of it.
And the development of the app. The cost of it was extremely minimal. We used in-house resources to do so, and it was something where we were able to keep the cost really low because it took advantage of existing in-house resources to roll it out.
Do you envision the day when maybe something as big and complicated as the federal budget documents that GPO puts out electronically now every February or March, if they're late, in a mobile type of edition?
Absolutely. I think that you're going to see more and more mobile apps being made available by GPO, and I think the thing that you might want to look at for the future is not just being able to access the information and read it online, but we're looking at opportunities where users can interact with the data and perhaps input information and get real-time information back based on what their customized needs are.
Yeah, but I was going to say you can't really ask people to look at a 25-column spreadsheet on a mobile device, but it seems like there would be a lot of search function built in so that you get the precise number that you want.
Exactly. I think there's opportunity. Certainly with the app we're rolling out now, it lends itself to both a browse and a search capability. But I think on something like a budget document in the future, you'd want precision where you would not be browsing a lot of tables on a mobile device, but you would go in and search specifically on what you're looking for. And the good news is the mobile technology enables that capability today.
This really does appear to be the way things are going. I mean, you're starting this ball rolling, but other agencies are going to be following suit. And pretty soon, this is going to be how people are going to be getting their information from the federal government, right? Through apps.
I think so. It's interesting today that you see more and more people using these devices, and I think the big challenge, and it was something that we thought about in designing this, was just making sure that we were not designing for one platform or one popular platform just today, but looking at the different types of mobile applications that people are using in mobile platforms and being able to design it so that the largest possible audience could connect to our data.
Rick Davis is Chief Technology Officer at the Government Printing Office. Thanks so much for joining us with that update.
Okay, thank you very much.